Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo from DatingAdviceGuru.com. We're going to talk about five signs that a guy likes you for more than just a friend. It's one of those things that guys and girls ask me a lot. They want to know what are the signs that this other person is actually into them. Because, well, I mean, for you, when you're attracted to a guy, it makes it really difficult to relax into just being with him and letting go of your wild emotional roller coaster when you don't know, right? I mean, most of the time, it's because you're not quite sure if he's into you or not. And the funny thing is that the other thing is happening on the other side. When you're in that tentative stage, the guy is wondering, I wonder if she likes me, and he won't risk. So what do? You do this dance, this back and forth of, does she, doesn't he, does she, doesn't he? You know, it's really confusing and it's really annoying. And that's why it's so damn scary at the start of any romance, because you're trying to put yourself out there, but you're afraid of rejection. And when you're feeling so uncertain about things, it's also easy to get caught up in whether or not to be vulnerable with him. After all, you don't want to risk rejection if he's not really that into you, right? So let your best guru friend, that's me, Carlos, your dating advice guru friend, help you out on this one. Let's take a look at the signals a guy gives off that tell you if he really likes you. Here are the five signals that he likes you for more than just a friend. He likes you more than a friend. Signal number one, he's different around you. One of the easiest signals to read is whether or not a guy seems to be treating you different than his other female friends. Now, of course, the best way to do this is to just get around him and his female friends, which that can be pretty scary if you think about it. Matter of fact, now that I'm saying that, I'm thinking, ooh, that's kind of intimidating. Well, some of the ways that a guy can be different around you are that he makes you feel like more of a priority, right? That's the one you're kind of hoping he'll do. Or he spends more time focused on you than the other women in his life, or other people even. Or he speaks to you in a different tone or emotional state than the other women that he's around regularly. Now, ultimately, you have to trust your gut on this one. If your instincts are telling you that something's up, chances are they are. Guys are terrible at hiding their interest. So if you see the signs, you can generally take it as a signal that you want to give him a come closer kind of vibe. All right, more than friends, signal number two, his eyes give him away. Guys are notoriously bad about eye control. Yeah, we tend to stare sometimes, don't we? We do that really kind of creepy thing. And what is it with guys? Why do we do this? Well, first of all, you know guys are visual creatures. This is probably not news to you. Men have heightened visual focus because throughout the hundreds of thousands of years, even millions of years that we've evolved, man's greatest survival skill was seeing and recognizing threats with our eyes, right? If that little slight movement in the underbrush might mean a poisonous snake or a wild mountain lion, well, we had to see it ahead of time. The guy that didn't notice it, well, he got bit and went dead and never got to have little babies, and of course, we don't know about him anymore. So that's the evolutionary impact of that. Now, if we missed that signal, we were not going to get a chance to procreate. Now, this visual ability also shows up in our search for a mate. Men could tell everything that we, well, initially needed to know about a woman by taking her in visually. Some of these visual mating cues are the luster and the sheen of your hair. That tells us if you're having you have a diet that keeps your hair looking good, then you're going to have a diet that keeps you healthy, which means you're going to be able to bear babies. Whiteness and clarity of your eyes, same thing. If you're healthy, you're going to have clear white eyes. The fullness of your hips and your breasts, another big indicator of suitability for mating. And healthy complexion, the quality of your skin tells us your health. Now, these were fast signals to a man brain that you were healthy to bear children. Yes, a man's first concern about a woman, whether he knows it or not, is whether or not she can have healthy children with him, not just the sex. Remember, sex has been around way before birth control. So when it came right down to it, every opportunity that a man took to have sex could very well and very likely end up with offspring. Offspring, God, that sounds so clinical. Anyway, if we're attracted to you, we gotta know what we're getting into before we start actively courting you. So as early as we can, we're going to look at you. We're going to drink you in with our eyes. Because if we're attracted to you, we got to know what we're getting into before we start actively courting you. And when a guy sees a woman that strikes his fancy, he's going to find it damn irresistible to look at you over and over and over again. He's going to take in all the detail of your face and body. If you catch him stealing glances at you, there's definitely some interest there. He's also probably going to hold your gaze a little longer than you might find comfortable. It's probably not the creep in him, it's the wow-struck part of him, okay? The awestruck part of him. All right, number three, signal number three that you're going to go from friends into lovers is that silver-tongued devil. Well, the fact is that most guys aren't the most elegant or subtle about their words when they dig you. He's probably going to give you some seriously obvious signals with his words. He'll show you with the things that he says that he's digging you. Some of the things a guy says when he likes you, he'll tell you how much he likes how you look. Typically, this is his way of saying he finds you physically desirable. Or he says, so maybe we could get together or something. What he's saying when he says that is he wants to take you on a date, but he doesn't want to risk rejection. Guys are always indirect about asking you out, at least most are indirect, because of the looming specter of rejection. So yeah, it'd be nice if he was direct about it, but don't count on it. Just take what you can get for now. Or maybe he says or turns anything, almost anything you say, negatively about yourself, he turns that stuff into something positive. Like maybe you put yourself down, well, he's going to turn it around into something good. Again, you might miss this if you're focused on that self-deprecating female thing, right? Women do that. They put themselves down so that they don't look like they're standing out among other women. It's a common part of female socialization. So keep an ear out for a guy who doesn't agree with your modest description of yourself. He's trying to make you feel his interest that way. He's trying to counter it. All right, it's a big indicator, but a lot of women miss that one. He's going to try to compliment you many different ways, so you have to be alert. When he compliments you like this, this man is trying to communicate his interest and that he wants you to feel like this is a good match. He's got the lovin' if you got the interest. Does he like me? Signal number four, protective and jealous. Guys have a streak of possessiveness in them, just like women. We want to keep our investment safe. If a guy wants to invest his heart and time and energy into you, he also wants to know that you're not otherwise attached or interested in any other guys. Now, you'll hear this in the questions that he asks you. He might say something like, so, what's your boyfriend think about that? Now, that's clearly his way of finding out if you already are in a relationship or have a love interest. Do him a favor and be clear with your answer. Don't dance around it. Let him know your status clear right up front so he gets a very clear move forward message, okay? And he might say something like, so who's that guy who called you? Yeah, he's really asking, are you sleeping with him? Are you dating him? Do I have to worry about you picking him over me? Yep, just like when you ask him the same sort of question. You get the point here, right? He'll ask you questions that are trial balloons, hoping that you'll clarify your interest in the other guy. And then maybe you'll hint about your interest in him. He might even seem a little, cold or distant for no reason in those early interactions. He's probably not rejecting you. He's not even really pulling away in those moments. He's just trying to work out some of the confusing feelings of jealousy that he might have. So if you see a little green-eyed monster show up, that's a big clue he likes you. Does he really like me? Signal number five, closer, closer. Ultimately, he's going to want to feel you as close to him as he can get you. It'll start out with occasional touches on the arm or on the back. He not only wants to satisfy his overpowering desire to sense you with his own skin, but he wants to establish some ownership over you. Look, I know how that sounds. You think it's sexually objectifying, maybe. That's fine, because everyone objectifies their love interest at the start. You'll find yourself doing it too. Yeah, if you caught a little glimpse of his butt, or you were kind of wondering what he looks like without that shirt on, you just objectified him. Congratulations, you're human, just like the rest of us. Now, I feel compelled to explain that to you because there's a lot of misinformation about what men are doing when they move in towards you physically. Just let that be a part of your natural sexual attraction that comes up. He's going to start getting closer to you with his entire body. Usually it starts with his occasional touch, and then the rest of him wants in on the action. He might brush up against you or really insert himself into your personal space. He'll be looking for any opportunity he can find to come in contact with you. And if a guy is doing this, it's almost assured that he likes you. Just remember that for a man, sexual desire is liking you in those early stages. It's the same thing. If he feels sexually attracted to you and wants to have sex with you, that means he likes you. It doesn't mean that he's going to dump you or that he's just looking at you as a sex object. That's his inner mechanism of feeling like. It's part of his natural order. And look, there are many more signals than these, right? I just gave you five big ones here, and I'll be giving you more, so obviously stay tuned to this podcast. But what do you do after you've established his interest in you? That's actually more important. What can you do to ensure that your romance and relationship has the best possible chance to blossom? The best thing you can do is to cement yourself in place as his priority. The answer? Be his obsession. It's easier than you think to trigger a man's obsession switch. And if you want to create a lasting connection and a commitment with him, you have to know how to flip a man's obsession switch. Now, I've got a short presentation that explains how this switch works in a man's mind and how you can control how he feels about you every step of the way. You want to find out? Go on over and watch my quick little video presentation. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/obsession. That's datingadviceguru.com/obsession, where I'll reveal this little funky switch in a man's brain that lets you override his thinking and his feelings and get right into his heart. Trust me, this is big time stuff, and I want you to know about it, so go find out. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/obsession. And I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. As always, what do I need you to do? I need you to live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.